Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hello, freakos. Thank you for spending some time with us. We'd love it if you would share this episode, if you would rate it and leave a kind comment. Always helps us. And reach out to us on the various socials. Ramona Holloway has hers, or Matt Harris, or Matt and Ramona, or Mix 107.9. You can find us at all those places.
Yeah.
One place you don't want to find Ramona is at a restaurant where you're eating, because she will find you and steal your money and or food.
Wow. I'm not going to steal your money, okay? I'm not going to steal your wallet. Although I did have a very uncomfortable moment on a date where a guy accused me of stealing his bank card.
Are you serious?
Did I ever tell you about that?
No, I don't think so, but that's great.
I was on a Facebook dating app date, which, by the way, I do not recommend. 0 stars.
Okay. 0.
Do not recommend the Facebook dating app. Maybe it'll be different for you because I have a wide variety of friends, because I have a lot of listeners as friends.
Right, right.
And I told you that Facebook dating matches you with the friends of your friends who are single and looking. But your friends don't know that you're on the dating app, whatever. So I see that this guy is friends with a couple of people who I think are cool. We go out on a date, and I know it's not going well. Mm. It's the chemistry is -0.
Wow.
In fact, towards the end of the date, I just started saying anything to make him not like me. You know what I mean? Because he was the kind of guy who wants to have, he's looking for a partner for philosophical debates.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I enjoy talking about the latest issues, but you know, I'm not here to debate you about God. You know,
all the time. Like, yeah.
Okay. So
the first date?
First date.
Okay.
First date. So I'm growing, like, I've given him a couple of answers, and now it's just gotten annoying. And so I'm like, hey, you know, can we get our check? And so I volunteered to pay for it. Because you know how I volunteer. If I don't intend to see you, I don't want you following me in my car because you think I ripped you off for free dinner.
There's no owing because you paid out.
Don't walk me to my car.
Right.
This ends right here.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, I'll pay for mine. So we put both of our cards in the little holder that the server gave us and said split it even.
Yeah.
So our server brings back that little card holder. I take mine out. Put it in my wallet. He opens it up and he goes, where's my card? I said, I don't know. And he said, I saw you put it in your wallet.
What?
Oh my God.
Did you? So me, I'm like, oh, maybe I did.
But it's possible.
It's very possible. Maybe they were stuck together. And I was no, I don't have your card. He was like, I saw you put a card in there. I was like, I'm like, look, this is my card. He goes, well, where did my card go then?
Holy mackerel, that's aggressive.
I have no idea. And after probably 60 of the most uncomfortable seconds of my life, because I'm thinking, maybe he didn't put a card in there at all. Like, what's going on here? Does he really think that I stole his card?
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah, your mind's going a lot of places
in a
minute.
So I'm like looking through my wallet, like desperately, and you know I keep 1 million receipts just
in
case I return something. So I'm going through everything in my wallet trying to find this guy's card, because maybe I'm a thief and I don't know it, because I have ripped some people off before.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Right then, as I am frantically going through receipts from the past year of shopping at Gabe's and Ross Dress for Less, this guy walks by and he picks up something off the floor and he gives it to the server and goes, somebody lost their card. And the server goes, oh, wow. And I was like, wait, I think that's his.
Yeah.
And it turned out it was his. It had slipped out of that little holder.
Happens
right
all
next
the time.
To
very
our
easy.
Table.
Very easy.
But I was like, this guy thinks that I have.
And he was serious, stolen, right?
Like, yeah. He was dead serious.
He didn't even ask the server or anything.
No. No.
See, that would have been
ridiculous.
No.
That's my first thought. The
immediately,
server.
Immediately. Yeah. Immediately. He's like, this bee took my car.
Well, that means.
And he was very, very upset.
I think that's projecting self that he's stolen people's cards before.
Yeah,
or something.
Like,
maybe he just felt like super embarrassed that the date wasn't. Like, I think maybe he knew that the date wasn't going very well. I mean, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Like, by
that's
accusing
just jacked
her of
up.
Stealing?
No, you know, some, no.
He's like in this defensive.
Yeah, like
angry.
he can kind of feel
my
that.
My view of God is dumb, and I'm a thief.
And you're a thief.
I'm a heathen. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, guys are stupid.
And you know, I don't have good luck.
He's Mr. Pick a Fight guy. If he's picking the fight about philosophical differences, God, and you stole his.
Yeah, he is a pick a fight guy.
Yeah.
He is a pick a fight guy.
Yeah.
I can't deal with the pick a fight guy.
Who can? Yeah. Not pick a fight lady?
Yeah, not pick a fight. No, pick a fight lady would like a pick a fight guy.
Date one, you show yourself as pick a fight guy.
Yeah. And speaking of Ramona and money issues and problems at dinner, she. JD, a producer, she stole some food from him.
Steal.
She did it.
There were nachos ordered for the table.
Yes.
Okay. I said, I'm really hungry. Are you guys hungry?
And we said,
do you want some nachos?
Yes. Yes, she did. To be fair, she did say, yes, you wanted some nachos. And Nicole was like, yeah, we should get nachos. And then Ron was like, yeah, we'll do nachos. So we ordered the nachos. And then. We all were at work.
And then
so
she didn't pay, is what you're saying.
Well, no, we offered. We offered, but.
Well, no, Ramona didn't offer, is what I'm saying.
No. I did offer. And it was my intention to return to the table.
Before
and
you
pay.
She did not return.
She didn't return to the table.
Because I was already full, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Because that was the second table that I ripped off.
Yeah.
It was the second meal. Yeah.
So now that I'm no longer hungry and I'm no longer at the table, it was like by the time I thought about circling back. The place was closing. Everybody was leaving.
You forced him into getting you nachos. And I literally,
there were four of us at the table at one point because you had joined us.
Yeah.
I didn't eat, though.
You did not eat, but I would say between JD, his wife Nicole, and me, I probably ate 80% of the nachos.
Yeah. And paid 0% of the cost.
I paid 0% of the
cost. And suggested
and that was
it.
After I left another table where two listeners were sitting, and I had a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
And wandered away, and they also paid. I am still
not even
looking
a cup.
For those women. So fast forward to last week.
You are a hit and run.
I am.
Dine and dash.
I am. And so fast forward to last week, I asked my friend to get together, you know, to chit chat. And I knew that we were going to a place that I absolutely love. And I also knew that what I wanted to eat, I couldn't eat in one sitting.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what?
Wait a minute. Wait. What do you mean you want?
I wanted two different things.
She was playing it.
But you wanted two different entrees.
You know.
You're leaving that part out. Two different things could be like I wanted a side of fries and a salad or something.
I mean, when you put it like that.
Two entrees.
When you put it like that. Yeah. I knew I wanted two different things.
Yeah, but I mean, if you do.
That were
if you...
also listed in the entree section together.
Okay. See, now I've done the, you know, the two, maybe three different like appetizers. And like you have, you share it with.
Three appetizers?
Hold on, like you share it with the table, and you say, here, we're going to get these appetizers, we're going to get this, we're going to get this, and then everybody, yes, like a tapas kind of feel. But
the stuff I got, you could, not real shareable.
So, okay.
But I expected, because I was the initiator of the meeting, I expected, just like with JD and his wife, I'd invited them. So I expected to pick up the tab. I hoped to pick up the tab.
Sure you did.
So I'm like, hey, I already know what I'm getting because I get the same thing at this place. I'm super hungry, but I'll get these two different things and I will pay the bill because who orders two entrees?
Do they both come at the same time? Right?
No, because I'd ordered one of them to not come to the table. until it was time to go.
Because you weren't ordering him to eat there. You were ordering a to-go meal.
It's a blindside entree.
It's a blindside. Yeah. Didn't even see it coming.
No, like a tsunami of to-go entrees. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Once again, I assumed I was paying.
But yeah. So
when I had, like, you know what? Get box this up for me. Bring it with the bill because it's going straight home. And then I want also something else.
So two boxes.
So when she and I order together,
uh-huh.
we order our entrees that we're eating together.
Right.
My order had already been put in.
Okay. So
how didn't even see you order the secret order?
You know, maybe she, you know, she could have.
Why didn't you pay?
I don't know how far away from the table she was when I was ordering. She could have been right behind me. Like, oh, is that for me? Ordering an entree?
I don't get why you didn't pay.
Because she insisted.
Yeah, no, she said that she wanted to pay.
She blindsided me.
Why? Were you not at the table when she did it?
I was kind of not paying attention. I was trying to put some information into my phone, and then she kind of slid the check. I was like, wait, I was going to pay. She was like, no, I got it. It was like...
And then at that point, you didn't say, listen, I got two entrees.
So that's what I said. I said, I got two entrees.
You didn't say that then.
I did.
No, you went to your car and you texted later, you told us.
No.
Didn't she?
That's what you led us to believe.
Yes. Like, you, like, were too overwhelmed, like, too nervous about it all. So then you left, you're like, oh, gosh, I should fess up.
Well, what I did was, when I thanked her for lunch, I thanked her for the two entrees with a smiley, happy face.
Is this a person you've eaten with before, first time lunch?
And probably it's first and last.
I was going to say, this is the first. So, like, what we do sometimes, too, like, Nicole's going to go out to lunch, and, like, if she knows that I want something, she'll order her entree, but then it's like, hey, can I get this to go?
Right.
But I guess that works out a little bit easier for us because she can say, well, I'm going to get this for my husband. I guess that'd be a little bit.
But she's paying. She's not going to say to the other person that.
That's still, you know, that's true.
Would you buy my husband and my son?
That's true.
But, take you treat for lunch? I mean, well, my whole family. Well,
yeah, we're all here for lunch.
Yeah.
But also, I have the pulled pork, the pulled chicken, and the mac and cheese,
but box two
with
up.
A side of.
From a server's perspective, though, or maybe just like a lunch attender, is I would fully expect, like, if the four of us were at lunch, we each order our entree, then when it becomes Ramona's turn to order lunch, yes, I'd like the mac and cheese and a steak to go. And then we all know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. When, right, when yeah. Did you use a secret one before she even got there? You put a secret order in.
It's not, there was nothing secret about the kitchen had to know.
Yeah,
the server told the kitchen told the server to serve. I mean, a lot of people knew.
I get it.
But the woman picks up the bill not knowing this key element.
So you waited till she got there to order the one entree.
When we ordered together, there's no reason for her to know that I'm...
She might pick up the bill! And she has to fully assess the situation!
I was going to let her pick up the bill because I initiated the contact!
Yeah.
I keep telling you people!
Then you did it! Your intentions do not
match!
Great.
That is great.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's making me hungry.
I feel really bad, and now I really want to invite her out for lunch
no.
again, just so I can pay.
You have to buy twice.
Can I get a little something for your husband and kids?
Yeah.
Then it would be even. Otherwise, you'll work two lunches, because that's what she paid for.
But watch her get distracted and walk out again.
Oh, yeah.
You need to, like,
I'm bringing my imaginary friend again.
Yes. And, of course, you whisper to the server, I want another side. And, you didn't want to let her on to your games. It sounds very intentional.
It's really embarrassing.
Did you get it and eat it and all that good stuff?
Yeah. Oh, I ate it for dinner.
Did you send her a picture of you eating there? Not that she paid for it.
Thanks again.
Thanks for joining us. Reach out on the socials, mix1079.com. Go there. Matt and Rona Facebook page. Go there. Rate this. Share it. We'll talk soon.